Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you again is not tiresome for me. It is a safety precaution for you. Beware of the dogs, beware of the destructive teachers, beware of the religious cutters. For we are the circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in the Anointed One, Jesus, and have no confidence in the natural man, even though I might have motives for having confidence in the natural man. If anyone else thinks that he has reason to have confidence in the natural man, I have even more. I was circumcised on the eighth day, born from the stock of Israel, from the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. With respect to the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the gatherings of the called out ones. Concerning righteousness, which comes from following the law, blameless. However, whatever things were advantageous to me, naturally speaking, these I consider detrimental because of the Anointed One. Yes, I really consider all such things to be detrimental because of the excellency of the knowledge of the Anointed One, Jesus, my Lord, for whom I experience the loss of all things, and consider them to be as garbage, to be thrown out, so that I may gain the Anointed One. I want to be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own, which comes from keeping the law, but one which is through the faith of the Anointed One, that is, God's own righteousness, which is ours through faith. I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection, which comes through participating in His sufferings and becoming integrated into His death, so that in this way I may be experiencing the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already fully obtained it, or have already been perfected, but I press on, so that I may take possession of that for which the Anointed One, Jesus, also took possession of me. Brethren, I do not consider that I have yet taken full possession of it, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are in front, I press on toward the goal, to gain the prize to which God calls us from above in the Anointed One, Jesus. Therefore, let those of us who are mature see things in this way. But if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this to you also. Nevertheless, let us continue to walk by the understanding which we have already received. Brethren, be co-imitators of the Anointed One together with me. Notice and observe those who walk according to our example, for many are conducting their lives, about whom I often spoke to you before, and now speak about with weeping, as those who oppose the operation of the cross of the Anointed One in their lives. Their end is destruction. Their God is their carnal desires, and what they imagine is their glory is really their shame. Their thinking is merely earthly. But our citizenship has its source in the heavens, from where we also wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. He will make our lowly physical body into a new body which is like His glorious one, by the power with which He is able to subject all things to Himself. This is the end of Philippians chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.